drink the blood. I've lived on my knees, and I rise early from sleep. Mouths to feed the Lord, don't dream the cold, it falls on everyone. The song is sung. I take my leave, the bomb it heaves on everyone. Judgment comes on the last call and the first. I'm a man with a hardened thirst. On the last call. Yourself you'd move, but the uniforms and news, the carpet's curse. Kia ora, Elliot, how are you? Oh, sorry. Kia ora, Elliot, sorry there, I had you turned down. How's it going?
Yeah, great. How you doing?
I am good. I'm enjoying cranking your song here. I always have to apologize to the people I speak to because I am turning your song down halfway through while people are enjoying it, but it's for the greater good.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
So, I'm presuming you're sitting pretty down there in Pōneke?
Yes, I certainly am.
Where you are being celebrated, I presume, on every street corner for the release of your brand new album, Certain Death.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say every street corner, but there has been celebration.
Oh, well, you know, the news overblows these things, but a very, very big congratulations to us celebrating up here. It's such a killer record.
Thank you so much. I'm super stoked to have it out.
Oh, good. And so, yeah, for those who don't know you, you're sort of a man who makes pretty interesting rock music. Would that be about fair to say? It's not by any stretch ordinary, but it does rock. I loved your last album, and I was psyched to hear you'd kind of gone there again and sort of ramped it up. And yeah, I mean, how would you say this album changes things up since the last one?
This album is more developed. It's a bigger sound. We spent more time doing it, James Goldsmith and I. The last one was very much I have no money. can we please make a record on the smell of an oily rag? Where this one was, we took our time with it, with the goal of, you know, making it familiar, different, and being a step up in terms of the size of the sound, and I guess its depth as well.
Yeah.
And like, as you've identified, like the goal is to make interesting music. Like, I don't really have any interest in making music that I don't find interesting. So it's nice to hear that we've achieved that.
Yeah. Well, certainly once you see the live show as well, you kind of understand a bit more about what you're about. I mean, the band is pretty sprawling, and you kind of, this is not an ordinary band. You know, you've got sax, you've got all sorts of stuff going on, and the players that you're playing alongside, feel free to name check some of them, but you know, they're pretty accomplished people in their own corners, right?
Yeah, definitely. So on drums, we've got Olivia Campion, who plays in lots of different bands, kind of most notably Yumi Zuma and Revolver, classic SRN favourite. This record, Harrison Scholes, played the bass. He plays with like Arjuna, plays with us and Witty Donna as well. He's over in the UK now, so he won't be joining us on the upcoming tour, unfortunately. and also James McEwen on horns, James drums, and Witty Donner, but he's also a very accomplished trumpet player, and Lily Rose Shaw on the saxophone, tenor saxophone, along with Elizabeth Hocking as well. Like, very, as you say, accomplished Wellington rock / jazz musicians.
Yeah, I mean, it happened up here too, in the sense that, you know, the one I always think of is the Beths, you know, all went to through jazz school and all of that stuff, and but it does feel like jazz is so powerful in Wellington, right? But it really does feel like rock music is having a real moment down there. Is there something in the water? Have you all agreed on the fact that it's going to get louder, and like, it was everybody angry or what's going on? Because, yeah, there's some real, I don't know, the volume is being ramped up, and a lot of this stuff I'm hearing from Wellington, and I'm loving it. Tell me more about that if you've got any thoughts on it.
I think there's a few things. I think it's the effect of the like massy commercial music school. It's kind of like a foil to like thick music and jazz and classical. So you've got like a more of an amalgamation of musicians coming to Wellington to play music, and so you're getting the mix of those sorts of things. And I think also, if I can turn my hot takes on, I think at the moment, like,
that's what I'm petitioning you for.
Yeah, across Aotearoa, we're having, I don't know, I guess like the 90s style is coming back round, and I think we're getting the next wave of like post grunge with like the mentality of like the 2020s, and so that's why everything's a bit louder, you know, like we've
True.
Got the Y2K kind of theme coming through, and so the, like, you know, everything goes around in circles, and I definitely think like heavier stuff is coming back in, you know, like even up in Tāmaki you've got, you know, bands like Ringlets and Soft Baits,
totally,
Saltwater Criminals, Juno, as you know, people getting in a heavier direction. It feels like, I don't know, the sign of the times.
Yeah, and I guess everything sucks, so it's worth getting angry.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of that, you know, the press release that you sent out, not everyone's obviously read, but is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but also, you know, hints at, I mean, the album's called Certain Death, and it's poetically written, but it does sort of sound like this is your response to, you know, everything is kind of screwed. Is that fair to say?
Yes, but I think, like, for me, I didn't want to do a coming of age record that was focusing on like external stuff. Like, I just didn't, like, for me the interesting part of this record is like how I'm dealing with those issues internally, because like I think we've had enough, like, the world is fucked post-COVID records, like that kind of stuff doesn't really interest me.
Yeah, we've had enough like Trump memes.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'd rather, well, at least for this record, my focus was kind of like trying to communicate like an authentic representation of what being in your mid-20s has been like for me, because I thought that would be more relatable than an album that was just like everything sucks.
Yeah.
Knows that.
Yeah, I love that approach, and I think it's very true, because sometimes people, and I think it's a bold thing to do right now, because sometimes people are saying, you know, they're not expressing themselves, because to do so feels, you know, selfish in the face of what's going on, but actually the only way you're really going to connect or understand how your own feelings are working are by understanding other people's, and, you know.
100%.
Yeah.
And I mean, like to jump on that, like, the point is, I'm not trying to do anything or make it all about me in an external sense. It was just like, this is how I'm relating to the world, how I feel right now, you know?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, well, and like I said, you really kind of benefit from seeing this live. And are you gonna come play us some songs up here?
Yes, yeah, I have a show at Whammy on the 26th of April in a couple of weeks.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes, really, really looking forward to coming up for that. And if you're listening to this right now, I would love to see you there.
Great. Well, we can reinforce that through various means in the days to come. But who are you playing with up here?
As yet unconfirmed. I can give you a an exclusive that one of the support acts is Big Sir.
Ooh,
which I'm really excited about.
I'm a big fan.
But the second support act is as yet unconfirmed. So again, if anyone's listening to this and wants to come and play the show, send me a message on Instagram, and we'll do it. Honestly,
the highest bidder goes to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Pay Elliot's petrol money and you could be I'll see if I've got any little thoughts ticking away in my head, because that's a pretty formidable lineup so far, so nice work. I reckon I just want everyone to listen to it. Certain Death by Elliot Dawson. Is there anything else you want to tell us about it?
I just really like this record, and I hope people do too. I think it's a big step up from the last one, and you know, I'm hoping that translates into, you know, more people getting behind it. But you know, if it's not for you, then that is totally all good too.
We don't need to worry about that.
I actually think this one's less weird than the last one, but maybe that's just because I've been listening to it so much.
Oh well, if it's all right with you, Elliot, I'm going to crank it up And I'll do a little reminder towards the end of the show that people have absolutely got to come see you play 26th of April at Whammy Bar. But thank you for taking the time. And
no worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're all. I look forward to catching up when you're up here.
Sounds good.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
This is Elliot Dawson. Go and see him.